speaking of budget 2026, one of the main issues, one of the main disappointments from the disability sector and the advocates for disabilities is the absence of a cost of disability payment, which had been called for and advocated for many years in this budget. One listener got in touch with us. Her name is Mary. Her son Richard has Down syndrome. He's in his 30s. And she says that the payments he has made push him to the pin of his collar, and she expected more from this budget. I spoke to her shortly before coming on air.
When I first affected the reason yesterday, I sent in the text message was because, well, I was walking down before he would be still there when I sent in the message, which he was gone. But it was the thing about the free travel. Richard has free travel for years, and yet he's paying €25 a week for his bus. And a lot of people have kind of said this to me as well, you know. But like, he gets €240 a week. He's in his 30s. Take €25 off it. That's €227. Now, Richard is in we're lucky that he's living at home, and we're both working. But the thing about it is, like, that's €1,300 a year out of his disability. He's paying for a bus when it should be his basic right to have it free, you know.
Why is he paying the €25? Is that always been the way?
He's paying it for years, and a lot of his mates has been in the bus line. I don't know. I just don't know. And like, I know maybe it's probably a private service, and HSCS bus is funding so much of it. But the thing about it is, they should fund it all. If he has free travel, you know, it just don't make sense. And for the rest of the children as well. Now, as I say, I mean, €1,300 a year for people that are with a person with a disability, where you have a main carer in a house, it's getting carer's allowance. It's a lot of money for them, you know.
Yeah.
€1,300 would pay a lot of bills, you know. But, and was it last year as well, they were cutting the funding for St. John the Gods. And, well, that kind of, I think they sorted that out. But which was totally wrong as well, like, you know, because,
yeah.
I mean, if St. John the Gods wasn't there, you know, they'd be at home every day.
Yeah.
And, like, it's an absolutely brilliant service, and he absolutely loves going in, and he has swimming, and he has basketball, and he has, they're actually going away for the trip now to Cork and staying overnight. He would be very independent, you know.
Yes, yeah.
But it's the travel, really, I think, and people have said it to me, why they're paying when they have free travel.
Yeah.
You know?
It's hard to understand.
You
were saying, Mary, look, he didn't have a medical card until he was 18. He still has health insurance.
He got a medical card when he was a baby, right, when he was born, well, after he was born. And then when he was 4, the medical card was taken off him because they brought in a means test for people with disabilities. Now, people with disabilities, you know, maybe if you get a disability through the year or through the years or whatever, but like when someone is born with Down syndrome, they're not going to, all of a sudden, Down syndrome is going to be gone, you know?
Yeah.
But his medical card was taken off him when he was 4. And I remember his own doctor saying to me, like, that was absolutely scandalous. Now he would be very healthy. He's on your medication, which is a great thing.
Mm.
But we put him on the health insurance. And, we had him on the health insurance. And then any time I applied for a medical card, it was always his parents.
Means test. You're both working, so he wasn't entitled.
And it was our means, because and that's another thing. I just can't understand that. You know, I can't understand why parents' means is taken into account. You know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So
for something like a lifelong disability like this.
A lifelong disability. Yeah. I mean, as my own doctor said, he wasn't going to grow out of it.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, and. Like, you know, it was just, so we continued on then. And then when he was 18, I applied again, and I just drew a line across our incomes, which they were looking for our incomes. And I put in a note to say he was applying for a medical card in his own right. He was an adult. So he got it then.
Yeah.
So then I said I'd apply. Last year was the year before for the fuel allowance. And what they said was, I got back the letter and it said, if there was another person in the house getting a social welfare payment, he would get it. So I just looked at the letter and I read it a few times and I said,
but sure, what has it got to do with anybody else in the house getting social welfare?
But that's what I'm saying. I didn't keep the letter. I could have read it out for you. If another person was getting social welfare, he would get the fuel allowance.
In other words, you don't need it, is what they were saying. He doesn't need it because he's being supported by E. But what happens later down the line, I suppose, Mary's the question.
But Jerry, as well, I was saying, right, I give up my job.
Yes.
Go on carers. Yeah. And then he gets it. But it cost him...
It cost the state double or triple what they're paying.
It cost him €300-400 a week then. To keep me at home. I mean, the system is all wrong, all wrong.
And Mary, tell me this. There's a lot of criticism for, and this goes to what you're talking about in terms of his extra costs and the €25 on the bus. A lot of advocacy groups, a lot of reports had said that there should be a cost of disability payment for people exactly like Richard. Once you hit 18, you're trying to get more independent, maybe go out on your own. You want a fixed income on disability. It doesn't go up, it only goes up, let's say, like €10 in this budget.
But
your costs are going up. That this is what's needed to help people on disability, that there would be the separate cost of disability payment to help them with those things. Would that be the answer? Or at least part of an answer?
Well, it should be, really. Now, as I said as well, Richard is very, very happy in St. John the Gods. He has great activities, everything. But, he pays for those activities.
Yeah.
He pays, we say his health insurance is 35 a week. He has a phone. He has to eat. I mean, Kaken will say his bus, his phone, his activities, which would be about 40 or 50 euro for the week, and his and whatever else. He has very little left. And we'll say for people now that are dependent on that, sure, they couldn't buy a pair of shoes for themselves. Do you know? And they couldn't feed themselves. It's absolutely crazy. And you have people 30s, 40s, in their 50s. I mean, they would have a lot of expenses. If they might go for a cup of coffee or go for, it's all expense. They have to, as I said, we're looking at since the Richard is staying at home and we can support him or whatever. But, and sure, as I said, St. John the Gods last year, sure they were going cutting the funding, that was absolutely...
And thankfully that did happen. Mary, when you look at the government on the other side of it, they've put over 600 million into services for people with disabilities. And they're saying this is year one of a 5-year plan that, things will improve and they will go under and perhaps maybe bring in the cost of disability payment in next year's budget.
Yeah, but you see, another thing as well is the carers. I mean, I have been talking to people that are getting carers. Now that it's next July that's coming in.
The income disregard is being increased to 1,000 and 2,000, but that's not coming until July. And there was some people hoping they'd get rid of the means test altogether. Yeah, was that
that's
the hope?
That's only 12 months again, But it's absolutely crazy. And, and another thing I have to bring up as well, regardless of disability, is the home health services. Can I say that?
You can.
Yeah, because I work in the home health, and there are people, there's one woman in particular, waiting since last March. Her daughter has contacted me. She was giving up her job to look after her elderly mother. All she wants, she said, is even an hour a week, she said, to shower her mother. There's another woman, she's waiting 2 months after coming out of the hospital. Her daughter's looking after her. She's looking for an hour or two a week to shower her mother. It's absolutely crazy the way the home health is run. Absolutely crazy.
Okay, so there needs to be reform that the government have said there's going to be an additional 1.7 million hours of home support funding, adding to the overall increase in home support services. So they're saying it will improve. But I suppose it's about the management of that money as much as anything else. Uh-huh. And Jack Chambers did say that. He said, we are going to reform the way the health service is run. We're going to see the way we're spending the money. Now, that's a promise. Whether that'll happen is another thing.
I know. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, like, and what I find as well, a lot of the time, it's the actual people that are caring for their elderly parents that are stressed. And, you know, it's them that are going to get into that health.
Yeah.
It's very, very hard. It's very, very hard.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are actually working all their lives, and then all of a sudden they give up their job to look after. And it's very hard to be stuck inside in the house for 24/7.
Yeah.
Without any
support or not enough support, that's for sure.
And I always remember as well that a man I looked after, he used to always say to me, I used to call to him 3 times a day. He's gone over a few years. But he used to always say to me, you're the only one I saw today. And you're the only one I see most days. You know, like, it's gone to that too for the elderly. They live on their own, a lot of them. And I think that they need that extra bit of support every day. It was only to go in and have a chat with them and to do with the basics, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
and
that's for sure.
It's the company.
Yeah.
It's the company.
It is.
And
it's as important as anything else. Mary, listen, look, thanks very much for telling us your story anyway this morning.
No bother at all. Okay. Thanks, Jerry, for having me.
There you go, that's Mary's view. What do you think, the disability sector? Do you think there should have been that payment as an example there of what she said, her son has to pay? And all of those sort of different parameters that come into it. The promise is from the government that this will be brought in over the lifetime of the government, that there will be this payment that will help people who are particularly in older years who don't get access services, to help them with the payments for those services.